Canto 12. I and that burdened soul, as far as my sweet teacher let me, side by side went on, as though we were yoked oxen, brought low by a load that curved us, all defences gone. But then my guide said, "Now you must leave these behind, and move, for here it would be well, with sail and oar and all your faculties, to drive your own boat." Quickly, truth to tell, I straightened up my body, though my mind stayed bowed and shrunken. Scared of come what might, I set out eagerly to stay behind my guide, both proving that our steps were light, and he, "Turn down your eyes. It will be well for you to make your path a pleasure by seeing the flags you tread, the tales they tell. As pavement tombs to call up those who die, bear carved designs of what they were before, for which so often tears are shed by those who have the gift of pity as their store of memory is stirred, so there arose from this unyielding and yet living floor the same sense of fine craftsmanship, but all of more verisimilitude, the whole breadth of the roadway from the mountain wall out to the edge. More noble in his soul than any creature, there see Satan fall like lightning from the sky on the one side. Briareus, on the other, by the spear of heaven pierced, lay heavy, petrified, by chill death. And Apollo, he was here, with Mars and Pallas, and all of them still armed about their father Jupiter. They gazed on scattered giant limbs. Nimrod, alarmed at his own cleverness, as if amazed by his great babbling tower, stared at the charmed people of Shinar, likewise proud of it. Niobe, I saw you with crying eyes traced on the road, with company to fit your pride. Alas, too late to make you wise, those 14 helpless children slain. And you, King Saul, you lay there dead on your own sword in Gilboa, where never rain or dew would come again, abandoned by the Lord for pride. And sad Arachne, you there too. I saw you in the wrecked web of your thread, already half a spider, wretched, changed from challenging Minerva. Every shred was there, and your new long legs were arranged to show their bent joints high above your head. Next, Rehoboam, king of Israel, whose depiction here seemed not to threaten, since it fled by chariot as if to lose pursuers, but they weren't there. So that prince proved how his father Solomon was sage by being foolish with his rates of tax, goading the usual rumble to a rage. And that hard pavement showed, as if in wax, how Alcmaeon once proved that sad pearl string was costly to his mother, how his sons fell on Sennacherib to kill that king in his own temple. And you'd swear blood runs just here, where Tomyris tells Cyrus, "Now the blood you thirsted for is yours to drink." She's talking to his severed head. Somehow, above the vat, his eyes appear to blink. And there was Holofernes being slain, and all his army of Assyrians fleeing in desperate rout across the plain, bereft of their proud leader and his plans. I heard the slaughter, saw the cries of pain, and Troy I saw in ashes. Ilion, pride brought your topless towers low, and vile you were before you caught fire and were gone, and these designs showed that in stunning style. What master of the brush or chisel could have traced the shapes, incised the outlines there, which even experts would have thought too good for words? It seemed as if the living breathed the air, and all the dead were dead. One who had seen these actual things could not have seen them more clearly than I who saw all that had been as I went stooping. More now than before, chest out, head high, and eyes front, sons of Eve, never look down to see your evil trail. More of the mountain than I could believe we had encircled. That the sun could sail so far so fast I'd likewise failed to guess, having been too absorbed, when he who gazed always ahead said, "Heads up! We have less time than you think for ambling round amazed. Here comes an angel, as the time of day is marked by the sixth handmaid of the car that hauls the sun. In flames she breaks away. Make sure your look and general bearing are reverent to meet the herald. Let him be pleased to direct us. Days like this can dawn just once. Used to his well-worn homily that I should not waste time, I was not torn as to his meaning. The fair creature stepped towards us. He was clad in white. His face trembled, a star at sunrise. His wings swept wide with his open arms. "This is the place," he said, "that has the steps. From here ascent is easy, yet few come to meet this call. You race of men, from birth you all were meant to fly. How is it you consent to fall back down again just for a little bit of breeze, a puff of glory?" Then he led the two of us to where the rock was split. He struck my forehead with his wings and said my journey would be safe, he'd vouch for it. As on the right hand, when you climb the hill to San Miniato, there are stairs to break that long, hard pathway, steep enough to kill. Stairs put there by a city that could make the right decisions, guard its measures, still keep records, so the bank that came down there, steep from the upper circle, could be climbed with ease. But still the hefty rock laid bare on each side pressed in close. And then there chimed, as we stepped in between, voices in tones so sweet, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." No mere words could match. But how these broken stones were different from the doors I'd come to know in hell. For here the entrance teemed with songs, and there with lamentations. Now as we mounted the sacred stairs, and here one longs for one plain phrase that fits, I seemed to be far lighter than I was before. "What weight," I asked my master, "has been shorn from me, that I so blithely go up through the gate, almost without an effort?" "When that mark of P repeated on your brow sixfold, which once was seven, has all grown less dark and disappeared, divine goodwill will hold your feet in such a mastery that they will find not only ease, but sheer delight in being urged on upward. Just the way those do when something unknown to their sight is on their head, but they can guess by signs from others that it's there. And with one hand they search for it and find it on those lines. With my right hand spread fingertips I scanned, and did indeed find just six times. The trace of that rune the keyholder with his brand had touched there to my brow, that tender place. My leader watched me with a smiling face.